Would you stand with me now and turn in your Bible to Psalm 27? Consider with me verses 1 and 2. Psalms 27, verses 1 and 2. Familiar words. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies in full, they stumble and fail. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
I want to talk a little bit this morning about conviction, courage, and hope. Conviction, courage, and hope. I'm led this morning by the Holy Spirit to say something about what the Lord has to say to us today. This 27th Psalm of David. It is a message of conviction, of courage, and a message of hope. David writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit during one of the most difficult times of his life. And it is during this time of high stress and difficulty that he pens this psalm with extraordinary conviction. When we look at the psalm, verse 1 shows his conviction. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? To me, when I read this, it sounds like one of those times in David's life when he has to encourage his own heart. And we thank God for the ability to do that. When people around you can't understand you and you feel like you're in it all by yourself, you need to know how to encourage your own heart. Amen?
Yes.
How to encourage your, talk to yourself.
Yes.
Encourage your own heart. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
When things around you are falling apart and you can't get a call through, you got to learn how to encourage your own heart. Here David is encouraging his own heart. These words in this psalm come from an attitude that says something about David's personal conviction about the Lord's ability to uphold him and sustain him through any situation. He's convicted. He has conviction that the Lord can uphold him, preserve him, sustain him in any situation. Conviction. And if you've ever read Samuel's or King, you'll know that David, the king, had his times of challenges in his life. One of the things I like about reading David's story is it always shows how human he was. Wasn't perfect in any way. Even though, even still, he was a man after God's own heart. David knows the highs of being celebrated as a champion warrior and the low of pretending to be insane so his foes won't kill him. He knows what it's like to sit in majesty on the throne as king of Israel, and he knows the degradation of hiding in caves with outlaws to keep his own son Absalom from killing him. David knows something about the ebb and flows of life, and it was God at work in the ebb and flows of his life and those challenging times of life that strengthens David's conviction. When David says, in the words of the psalm, I know that the Lord is my strength and my stronghold, he is absolutely sure because of what you've already gone through. This psalm is about conviction and courage. And that's important because you and I need to know that in order to live a productive life, not paralyzed by fear, but empowered by faith, we got to be able to stand on something. We need something to hold us down, to keep us anchored. And that something is our conviction that God is able.
Yes,
I got a witness in here this morning. Let me tell you a little bit. Conviction is that quality of showing that you are firmly convinced of what you believe about God. It is the quality of showing. It's not just lip service. It's not just a belief. Conviction is a lifestyle. Conviction gives birth to what we call courage. Conviction is an attitude of confidence that moves with victorious expectation towards some end. Y'all, every day when I go to bed and every night the Lord wakes me up, I move with confident conviction that God's going to do with me what he planned to do in that day. Victorious expectation that moves towards some end. And it's based on your experience with God. Someone said it like this: speaking with conviction means showing your battle scars. Y'all get that? Speaking with conviction means showing your battle scars, showing the places where you have been broken and bruised and damaged by life, and the fact that you came through and you were able to show some scars. One of the sisters that got baptized last week, she said, "Pastor, keep going. It's going to be all right." And then she showed me where she had the same operation that I had. And because of her battle scars, not only was she walking around, but she was encouraging me that if you just hold on, it's no secret what God can do. If he's done it for me, he'll do it for you. How many of you have been through something in the room this morning? In chapter 1, and he said, "Brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." And sometimes lacking nothing means having some battle scars. And there's no doubt that some of you in the sanctuary this morning can show some battle scars, reminding you that God is able to uphold you and sustain you through any situation. You discovered that he may not come when you want him to, but God always moves at the right time, always moves at the right speed, always moves into the right place with the right circumstances and in the right way. Have I got a witness this morning? This morning, some of you are standing on the sunny side of life after coming through some midnight situations, and you are convinced this morning that God is able, and so you, like David, can say, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life." Personal conviction is based on God revealing God's self to you. Not only in his written word, but in your life experiences. That's why whatever your experience is, if you are here this morning, you know that it has value. It may have been a tough experience. It may have been a dangerous experience. But if God brought you through, you can what you went through.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, he says,
thank you.
He says, "The Lord is my strength." He said, "The Lord is my life. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my salvation." Notice the threefold use of the word "my" first. And these three provide 3 points that I want to share with you this morning. The Lord is my life. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. First, the Lord is my light. Now, this title for God that David used here is so significant that it's not used anywhere else in the Bible the way David uses it in this verse. The Lord is my light. This declaration has several implications. It implies a dwelling place.
Yes, sir.
In him we dwell. Yeah. We are in him and he in us. And in him there is no darkness at all.
None.
The Apostle Paul says it like this: in him we live and move and have our being. Light speaks of God's ability as a place of refuge.
Yes, sir.
Light, biblically speaking, refers to God and is evidence that God is present among his people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we are in him and he is among us.
Right,
David is remembering the history of God's presence with Israel. The pillar of fire that led Israel by night in the wilderness was God's evidence of his presence.
Yes, sir.
And this, the brightness is called the Shekinah glory.
Hallelujah.
The light in the tent of meetings in the wilderness that caused Moses' face to shine so that he had to veil his face when he came out of the tent was evidence of God's presence.
Yes,
the fire that filled the temple when Solomon dedicated the temple at the time was evidence of the presence of God.
Amen.
When the Lord Jesus came and declared himself to be the light of the world,
Lord,
he announced God's bodily presence among God's people.
Yes.
And on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came like cloven tongues of fire and set it upon every individual in the upper room, that fire was the evidence of God's presence. And now, since he has taken up his residence in you, you want to let your light shine. Because the light in you is the evidence of God's presence in the world today. We are living in dark times, but I thank God that the Lord is my light. And even when it's dark, wherever it's dark, when I show up with God living in me, I bring a little bit of light to the situation. Come on now, wherever you are, if God is living in you, when you show up, you ought to bring a little bit of light to the situation. If it's the boardroom, bring a little bit of light.
Feet
and a light to my path. Amen. Because he resides in me, he encourages my heart. Amen. He gives me joy. He will turn my frown upside down. Even with no money in my pocket, he gives me joy that the things of this world cannot give and this world cannot take away. He lifts my burdens. He empowers me to see him and work in the world today. Even in the midst of violence and hatred, he's still a light. It's the light that drives away darkness and despair. Yes, it does. The Lord is my light, revealing the truth about Jesus Christ. Who he is and what he has done and what he is doing and what he will do. Thank God for the unquenchable fire. The Lord is my
light.
And my salvation. Now, when you and I think about salvation, we think rightly so about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary for us, how he was crucified on Calvary as a payment for our sins, his death, his burial, his resurrection saves us from the penalty of sin. The wages of sin is death, and we are all guilty, but through Jesus' sacrifice, we are saved from the penalty of sin. And I thank God
Amen.
For that. We have been saved from the penalty of sin.
Yes.
But right now, today, we are being saved from the power of sin. Which means two things. First, it means that when you sin, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. But it also means that you are being saved right now.
Thank you, Jesus, by the blood.
We are being saved from the power that destroys life and potential and possibility and promise. We are being saved from that. From the power that destroys life, potential, possibility, and power. There is no excuse for personal failure. Because Jesus died in order to make you an overcomer. There is no excuse for personal failure. Because God guaranteed your success by giving his son as a guarantee. We are being saved from satanic powers that would rob your vitality and your creativity. We are being saved from the voices of negativity and doubt that point out your flaws and your thoughts and try to convince you that you are not worthy. We are being saved because the Lord is our salvation.
Yes, he is.
Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
He's our salvation.
Yes, he is.
He lifts us from wallowing in self-pity and dependence on any other God because he is our salvation. No weapon formed against us shall prosper because God is for us. And if God is for you, he's more than the world against you. Somebody ought to give God some praise.
God.
The Lord is my. He enables me to live with conviction. God. To press on in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get dark sometimes.
Yes.
It's going to become confusing sometimes.
Right? No.
But don't let darkness and confusion stagnate you.
Mercy.
That's why you've got to press on.
Mercy.
Sometimes you're not going to feel like doing what you are required to do. But you are required to do some things in order for God to move you to the next level of living. And if you neglect what you are required to do, you need to understand that that is a satanic attack against you. So you've got to press on. You got to do it when you don't feel like doing it. You got to go to bed early sometimes. You might have to burn the midnight oil sometimes. But you got to do what you got to do because it's in God's will for your life. So press on.
Press on.
Press on.
Press on.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
All the way. All the way.
Don't let anybody steal that name from you. Yeshua.
Yeshua.
We call him Jesus. The Hebrew name, Yeshua. We call him Jesus. When we call him Jesus, he knows who we are talking to. Don't let anybody take that name. You better press on in the name of Jesus because there is no greater name and there is power and no other name except the name of Jesus. So hey, when you feel like you want to give up, in the name of Jesus, press on. When folks trying to press you down, in the name of Jesus, get up. When you feel like you're burning down by life, in the name of Jesus, get these burdens. that name that he has upheld us all our lives and sustained us. He has lifted us from depression and disappointment and desperation. Because the Lord is my salvation. He fights my battle, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. And then he's my strength.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
This word strength, it means a strong place, a strong hold. The Lord is a strong tower. He's a refuge. He is a stronghold. Every now and then, we grow weary in the day-to-day battle. I got a witness in here. And in those times when you've been on the front line all week battling with demons, and you've been quenching the fiery darts of satanic attack with your shield of faith, and you've been wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and you've been taking shots to your breastplate of righteousness, which is your spiritual body armor, and you've been praying continually without ceasing, when you've taken a beating from the world around you, you need a place. You need a stronghold. You need somewhere where you can retreat for rest and refreshment and reinforcement. And that's when the Lord becomes your stronghold. He becomes your strength. And you can escape into that strong place. David says, right there, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he will set me on a rock. I've got a strong place. I've got a hiding place.
Hey!
I've been incapacitated for almost 3 months.
Yes, here we
and been reading everything. Just what's good and what ain't. Just reading. And there was a book that I had shunned for a long time. It's called The Power of Now. And the reason I put it back on my book list is because I had feelings about the theological approach of the author. But I can handle it.
All right.
And there's some good in everything.
Yes.
And when I finished the book, it was tedious too. I walked away with an understanding and my own understanding of the power of now.
Yes.
And how it relates to me. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Since God is eternal.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
And everywhere at the same time.
Same time.
And he, through Jesus, has told me to take no thought for tomorrow. My strong place
right now
is when I turn into myself and see God's face. And don't worry about yesterday or 5 minutes from now.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Very good.
I know I'm in his presence.
Right now.
And while I am in his presence, everything is all right. I don't worry about yesterday because I'm thinking about now. I don't worry about 5 minutes from now because I'm thinking about now. That's my strong place. I'm not asking for anything. I just want to be in his presence. Now the problem with that is it doesn't last long. But just give me 5 minutes with the Father. Waiting on me. Yeah.
his presence.
Some of y'all got, you know, because there's some things that you can think about right now that happened years ago that will cause an emotional response right now. And if you think about what tomorrow will bring, and you've lived any time in this country, the U.S. of A., it ain't looking too kosher.
Hold on.
But in Christ,
hold on.
You are strengthened. Lord is my stronghold. That's the power of solitude for me. To push all those thoughts out of my mind and just focus on God for a little while. For as long as I can. You ought to try it sometime. For as long as I can. As our strength, God guarantees our success. In spite of the onslaught of evil and wickedness in high places, and the proliferation of hatred and violence all around us, the socio-political darkness that's covering the entire planet,
right,
the economic and cultural pressures that you face, and the spiritual wickedness in high places,
mercy.
And in all these things,
mercy.
You are more than conquerors. Through him that loves us. Now, thanks be unto God, who leads us into triumph.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Because God is who God is, we need not fear any enemy that should rise against us. Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Satan himself is no match for the sovereignty of God. Satan is lashing out desperately in these last days because he knows that his days are numbered and he wants to do as much damage to God's creation as he can. But I thank God that there is a restrainer. There's a restrainer at work in the world. And he won't let the devil do all the damage that the devil wants to do. And that's why you and I were not in those numbers that got shot down yesterday or last week. Because God has a restrainer in the world. And when you wake up in the morning, you want to give him praise that he lets you live another day. For us. And he's in us. And if God be for you, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. He has been your protector and your guide. He has kept you covered in grace. He has brought you all the way. In Psalm 27, David declares that this present hope in the Lord rests upon what the Lord has done for him in the past. God did not fail us in the past. And we are convinced that God will not fail us in the future. Here's how the poet said, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. When we think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he's done for us.
Hallelujah.
We see all the things that he has done for us, the victories that he has won for us, the enemies that he has vanquished for us, the mountains that he has moved for us. When you think on those things, remember that God, who performed countless wonders in the past, can do the same thing today. We ought to live with conviction, with courage, and with hope. Let me give God praise.